Hey, I'm Jacob.
And I'm Heather. And this is the AI Papers podcast from Pocket Pod.
Today, we're diving into a world where videos emerge from texts and AI transforms how we interact with digital realities.
From the immense VidProm dataset fueling text-to-video innovation to unlocking secrets of transformer models with associative memories.
Plus, we explore the frontier of controllable 3D asset generation and how AI comprehends language to create stunning images.
It's a journey through groundbreaking research that's shaping the future of AI-driven content creation and understanding.
Time to get curious about these insights and innovations. Let's jump in.
This podcast is brought to you by Pocket Pod, the only place to get podcasts made just for you. Imagine getting a daily news podcast that greets you by name, tells you your weather and an overview of your day, and then stories you actually care about. Head over to pocketpod.app to sign up today.
Jacob. The paper titled VidProm, a large-scale dataset of text-to-video prompts, addresses a significant gap in the field of text-to-video diffusion models. Previously, there was no publicly available dataset featuring extensive text-to-video prompts, which are essential for generating high-quality videos.
Heather, exactly. The researchers introduced VidProm, a groundbreaking dataset containing 1.67 million unique text-to-video prompts from real users and 6.69 million videos generated by four state-of-the-art diffusion models. This dataset offers a wealth of information to better understand user preferences in video creation.
Jacob. They also make an interesting comparison between VidProm and DiffusionDB, a prompt gallery dataset for image generation. This shows there are unique needs and challenges for video prompts versus image prompts, underlining the necessity for specialized datasets.
Heather Wright, and this opens up new research avenues like improving text-to-video prompt engineering, making video generation more efficient, and detecting video copies within diffusion models. These advancements could lead to more effective and safer video generation methods.
Jacob. The most exciting part? They've made VidProm publicly available on GitHub and Hugging Face under the CC BY-NC 4.0 license. So researchers and developers can dive right into this data to push the boundaries of text-to-video technology further.
Heather, absolutely. This could catalyze innovation in various applications ranging from entertainment to education by creating richer, user-generated content with better quality and efficiency.
Jacob, the paper we're discussing today is titled Increasing the Size of a Transformer Model Does Not Always Lead to Enhanced Performance. The authors explore why simply scaling up transformer models doesn't consistently improve their performance and provide a theoretical framework to understand this phenomenon.
Heather, that's interesting. So what exactly are they looking into?
Jacob, they delve into the memorization process of transformers and how it impacts performance. They use associative memories modeled with Hopfield networks to explain how each transformer block performs an approximate nearest neighbor search. This is key to understanding why larger models don't always generalize better, despite memorizing more training data.
Heather, so they propose an energy function for this.
Jacob, yes. They design an energy function similar to that in modern continuous Hopfield networks. This helps explain the attention mechanism in transformers. They also use a technique called majorization minimization to create a global energy function that reflects the transformer's layered architecture.
Heather, and what are the practical implications of these findings?
Jacob, the research suggests that there's a lower bound on the minimum cross-entropy loss that these models can achieve, roughly around 1. They validate their theories with experiments on GPT-2 and other transformers trained on datasets up to 2 million tokens. Understanding these limits can help in designing more efficient models without unnecessary scaling. Jacob. The research paper titled Coin3D introduces a new framework for controllable and interactive 3D asset modeling. Unlike existing 2D diffusion methods that let you easily edit images, Coin3D brings this level of control to 3D modeling, solving the problem of inefficient and uncontrollable 3D generation.
Heather, interesting. So how does Coin3D actually work?
Jacob, Coin3D allows users to start with a coarse geometry proxy made from basic shapes. It then uses a diffusion model to refine these initial shapes into detailed 3D objects. There are several key techniques involved: a 3D adapter that applies volumetric control, a proxy-bounded editing strategy for precise modifications, and progressive volume cache for quick previews. Volume SDS ensures the final mesh reconstruction is consistent.
Heather got it. So users can see changes in real time and make precise edits to specific parts of the model?
Jacob, exactly. The framework supports seamless local part editing and responsive previewing within seconds. This makes the whole process much more intuitive and efficient compared to traditional methods.
Heather, that sounds promising for applications like game design or virtual reality, where customized 3D assets are crucial.
Jacob, absolutely. Coin3D could significantly enhance workflows in those fields by making 3D asset creation faster and more flexible. Jacob Hunyuan Dai T is a new text-to-image diffusion transformer capable of understanding both English and Chinese with incredible detail. This model integrates a specially designed transformer structure, a robust text encoder, and novel positional encoding.
Heather, that sounds intriguing. How did they ensure the model understands languages so well?
Jacob, they trained a multimodal large language model to refine image captions, which enhances the model's language comprehension. Additionally, they developed an entire data pipeline from scratch for continuous model improvement.
Heather, interesting. Does it do more than just generate images from text descriptions?
Jacob, absolutely. Hunyuan DT can engage in multi-turn multimodal dialogues with users. This means it can generate and iteratively refine images based on ongoing conversations, providing more contextually accurate results.
Heather, that's impressive. What about its performance? Any real-world benchmarks or evaluations?
Jacob, yes. It underwent holistic human evaluation by over 50 professional evaluators and set a new state-of-the-art in Chinese-to-image generation compared to other open-source models.
Heather, and for those interested in trying it out, they've made the code and pre-trained models available on GitHub at github.com/Tencent, Hunyuan DIT.
Today we have an interesting paper titled BlobGen, Blob-Grounded Text-to-Image Diffusion Model. The main goal of this research is to improve the ability of text-to-image models to follow complex text prompts.
So, how are they doing that?
They introduce something called dense blob representations, which breaks down a scene into smaller, detailed parts or visual primitives. This makes the scene easier to interpret and construct modularly.
Interesting. And how does BlobGen utilize these blobs?
BlobGen uses these dense blobs in a diffusion model for compositional image generation. They also add a new masked cross-attention module that helps separate the fusion of blob representations and visual features, making it more accurate.
How does this approach leverage large language models, LLMs?
Good question. They introduce an in-context learning approach that uses LLMs to generate these blob representations from text prompts. This helps in achieving better zero-shot generation quality and layout-guided controllability.
What kind of real-world applications can we expect from this?
With improved accuracy and controllability, BlobGen can be particularly useful in creative industries like graphic design or virtual reality, where precise image generation from textual descriptions is crucial. Their experiments on MS Coco show promising results in both numerical and spatial correctness for compositional image benchmarks.
Sounds like an incremental but valuable step forward in text-to-image models.
And datter imwer free. And that was the AI Papers podcast for Thursday, May 16th, 2024. Thanks for listening, and we will see you tomorrow.